Understanding the two-sample z-test for proportions. Welcome back to Stats Talks. Today, we're diving into the two-sample z-test for proportions, an essential tool for comparing differences between two groups. What is the two-sample z-test for proportions? Think of it as a way to test if two different populations have the same proportion of a particular characteristic. For example, are left-handed people more common in China or Japan? Does the proportion of salmon infected with parasites differ between the Columbia and Fraser Rivers? The two-sample z-test helps us answer these types of questions. Setting up the test. To run this test, we need two independent, randomly selected samples, large enough sample sizes to use a normal approximation, a clear hypothesis to test. The hypotheses often look like this. Null hypothesis, H0, the two proportions are equal. Alternative hypothesis, H1, the two proportions are different, or one is greater than the other. How do we calculate the z-test? First, we measure the difference in sample proportions. Then, we compute the standard error, which accounts for variability in our data. Finally, we standardize this difference using the normal distribution to determine if the observed difference is significant. A real-world example, seabirds and burrow occupancy. Researchers studying wedge-tailed shearwaters wanted to know if burrow occupancy declined from 2012 to 2015. In 2012, 63 out of 150 burrows were occupied. In 2015, 68 out of 200 burrows were occupied. The two-sample z-test showed that the proportion of occupied burrows was significantly lower in 2015. Interpreting the results. If the computed z-score falls in the rejection region, we reject the null hypothesis, meaning there is a significant difference in proportions. If not, we fail to reject H0, meaning the evidence isn't strong enough to claim a difference. That's the basics of the two-sample z-test for proportions. Next time, we'll discuss confidence intervals and how they support hypothesis testing. Until then, keep crunching those numbers.